Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hey, Roland. Hey, it's a guy in Denver. I just heard your switching on resentment, and it was just fascinating. You described myself to an absolute T about resentment in my marriage, and I was just curious if a man was able to self-diagnose with all that resentment, how you'd get rid of it. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for doing this program.
That's a great question. And the answer is good for people in Denver and Philadelphia and Dallas and San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego and Tucson, Arizona and Chattanooga, Tennessee and Richmond, Virginia. The answer is good for everyone in Modesto and Sacramento and Fresno, California, in Corpus Christi, Texas and Houston. It's good for everyone. The answer is God's grace, but to benefit from God's grace fully, you need to be forgiving. Well, first of all, you need to see that you have a problem, and you do, so you're off to a great start. Number two, you see that resentment is wrong. And number three, you got to stick with that and see your own selfishness and see that instead of wanting love from her, you have love for her. You must give love. And to give love, you must have that special agape love that comes through you from God. And I'm going to be talking about that in the second half of today's program. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Discover the Ultimate Good. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by on this beautiful day to bring beauty into your life. Was it the poet John Keats who said, "Beauty is truth and truth beauty"? Remember the line from the famous poem? Well, they're both the same thing. Beauty is truth and truth is beauty. And so I'm going to bring beauty into your life. And beauty is truth. You see, everywhere you go are lies. And there are liars. And then there are people who are hypnotized and or emotional or both. And in their emotions, they don't know they're being lied to. And then there are people who want something. And they want it so much that they become blinded to everything that's wrong with it. And if they're being fed lies, then they don't know it. And then there are people who want something so much, they just don't want to see what's wrong with it. They want to hear what they agree with. And then there are a lot of people who don't know. I have to laugh. I once had a professor in graduate school. And he was a good teacher. His name was Tom Briley. He had his PhD from Harvard Business School. But anyway, he said there are three kinds of people in every organization. Those people who make things happen, those people who know what's happening, and those people who have no idea what's happening. Well, a lot of people in the world have no idea what's happening. And they just kind of shrug their shoulders, and they go along. They don't have a burning desire to know the truth, because knowing the truth always somehow brings discomfort. If you know the truth, then sometimes you feel like you have to do something about it. If you know the truth, then you can't pretend that everything is okay anymore. You see what I mean? And a lot of people, they just don't have the energy. They're sapped. They're tired. They're worn out. They're fatigued. They're burned out. They just don't have the energy to put up any kind of a fight. And when I say fight, I mean in a good sense. Don't have the energy to put up any kind of a fight, so they don't want to know.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
So there you have it. So what are we going to do about that? Well, it makes a difference. See, it would be okay if it didn't matter, but it does matter. Truth matters. It matters whether the food you eat is good for you or not, whether the water is good or not. It makes a difference whether the mechanic knows what he's talking about, whether the doctor, the dentist, the pharmacist, see, the teacher, the counselor. It makes a difference whether they know what they're talking about and whether what they're saying is true or not, or whether they think what they're saying is true, but it's not really true, but they don't even know that it's not true. See, it makes a difference. So how are you going to know? It is important to know, not just for you and your well-being and your safety and your health, but for your family. It makes a difference. But most of us, a lot of people, they shrug their shoulders and say, well, I really don't know. And they turn it over to some expert. They turn it over to the teacher and the counselor and the administrator and the pharmacist. And they go online and see what some stranger had to say. And then they go along with what some stranger said or what some stranger recommended. You see? So there's been a degradation of the sovereign citizen. Now, I know that term has gotten a bad reputation. And if you go online, you can watch YouTube videos of someone who is caught speeding and then they try to get out of it somehow. You see that sort of thing. But I'm talking about it in terms of the noble. Some of you might remember Norman Rockwell, who painted beautiful paintings about America. A lot of them were funny and touching, but I'll never forget. He had one. I don't remember the title of it. It probably ended up on the cover of, was it Post Mag? What was the magazine that used to have his paintings on the cover? It was a real big, a popular magazine. But anyway, it was an assembly. A lot of people were assembled over some issue. And up at the front, I guess there was a discussion. And a man stood up and made his opinion known. And it was something so beautiful about that man standing up for what he believed in and for what was right. And the kind of a culture, the kind of a country that would allow him and welcome his standing up. And yet even there, it takes courage to stand up. It takes courage. Oh, that's the other thing that a lot of people lack.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
See, now here's the thing. If you have real courage, I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's a good tangent. If you have real courage, conviction, that comes from deep down, something deep within. So what you need is faith. All right. What you need is faith. Then you will have the energy. You absolutely know what's right, and you have the courage of conviction. When you have that courage, it has a special quality to it. And it's not even a physical thing. Yeah, it will extend into the physical. but it's something that comes through the soul. It's a spiritual quality, and it's based upon faith, knowing what is true and not doubting it, and holding to that faith because you see that it's true and you know that it's true and you know that it's right. All right. But if you don't have that, which most people don't, I'm sorry, most people don't have that. When you don't have that, then in order to stand up for something, you have to compensate. And so you have to reach down for adrenaline and cortisol. I don't know all the chemicals involved, all the hormones, but you have to reach down for anger. You have to reach for excitement. You have to reach for emotion. You have to speak more loudly to have the energy to stand up for something. You see what I mean? Now, that's okay. That's all right. And we're all that way, especially when we're young. We see injustice. Even when you were a little kid, you saw injustice. One kid was getting more French fries than the other one, especially if it was you getting that was getting less. Hey, you gave my brother more French fries than you gave me. It's not fair. It's not fair. When you went to class, there was one kid who always got away with stuff, and somehow the teacher let him get away with it. And then when you did some little thing, they threw the book at you. It's not fair. See? One kid always went, me. And he pushed his way to the front, and he got what he wanted. And everybody else had to take a second seat, and it wasn't fair. All right, it's not fair. So you saw it. And to speak up, you got angry. So that's a natural compensation. It's perfectly natural. It's understandable. And you took a stand with anger, with physical strength, with loud words. You took a stand. And sometimes you won, sometimes you lost. See, but that's how you did it. All right, well, when you were young, you had a lot of energy, okay? But when you start to get older, remember I said when people get older, especially when they've been angry their whole life, when they're on all kinds of different meds, or they're on alcohol, or they're smoking marijuana, see, or they watch too much television, or watch too much internet, they eat too much, they drink too much, they smoke too much, they yell and scream at ball games too much, and before you know it, they don't have the energy. So maybe they see something they should say something about, but they reach down and the energy is not there. All right. So how about the early Christians? They were thrown in jail. Some of them were sick. Paul had something was wrong with Paul, his eyes, I think, or something. Timothy had stomach problems. Remember? They had a lot of issues. They had probably a lot of issues that they didn't even talk about, but they had plenty of issues. And they were tired, and they were thrown in jail, and they were harassed, and they were whipped, and they were stoned. All right. But somehow they were able to stand up and speak boldly. Where does it come from? Where does that energy come from? Once in a while, you hear the story of a car crash or something, and then there's somebody pinned under a car, and here comes a 90-pound old lady, and she lifts the car off of the person. You hear about things like that once in a while. See, some kind of a energy that, where does it come from? It comes somehow. It's extra-dimensional. I don't know how to put it. But you hear about things like that. So what you need is faith. All right? What you need is faith. Then you will have the energy.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
You'll have a special energy called love. Love energy. Parents, a lot of parents are sick and a lot of things wrong with them. But when their child calls, They're there for their child. Somehow they find the energy. And so it's love, isn't it? Well, there's a love. You need this love to endure. See, some of you, for example, some of you guys, you married a lady, a nice lady, but she has issues with her dad. Her dad failed her. Her dad wasn't there for her. And somehow she resented her dad for not being there for her. And when you came along, she saw you as the knight in shining armor. You would rescue her from the darkness and from her unhappiness. And you would have the love, see, that would lift her from her doom and gloom and her insecurity and her worry and her emptiness. That's what she saw in you. And alas, you didn't have it. You didn't have it. You looked to her for love. And yeah, she gave you love. And you enjoyed her love and her charms. And you thought everything was just fine. But she was unhappy. And you couldn't figure out why. Because you were looking to her. See, you're the one that's supposed to have love. You are supposed to have love for her, not the other way around. You shouldn't need her love. Yeah, of course, you can be good friends, of course, and have children and raise a family, of course, but you shouldn't need her. You see, you shouldn't need her to be your mother, see, or your consort. You should be the noble man who has love.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener, so be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years.
I'll never forget. I've told this before, but I'm going to say it again. It's a true story. I think it was back in the early 1800s, the days of the sailing ships. And there was a sea captain, a noble man, and a good man, and he was the captain of a ship. And he had a wife, and he had a daughter. And he was gone a lot. He had to be gone out at sea. And sometimes he would be gone for weeks or even months. But they were happy. The wife was happy, and the daughter was secure. Why? Because she knew that her father loved her, and she knew that he was a noble man. And something about his nobility and his honor, something about that, see, was so sweet that it was good for her soul. So you have to be that kind of a father and that kind of a husband. All right, so you know what you're going to say? All right, I've done all I can. You know, I take them to the amusement park. We go to picnics. We go to the ball game. I take my kids to soccer. I bring my wife flowers. I take her out to eat. I don't forget the anniversary. I remember her birthday. Once a year, we take 2 or 3 days off and go off by ourselves somewhere to Las Vegas or something. I'm laughing because that's about to. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. But anyway, you got the idea. No, we'll make it nice. You go off by yourself to Carmel, or you go off by yourself to Monterey. See what I mean? Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. Although, I don't know if leaving the kids with some babysitter is the greatest thing in the world. Maybe not. Probably not. But anyway, the point is, you do all the right things, but still she's unhappy. All right, so you're just going to have to realize that somehow you don't have the agape love that she needs. Christ had agape love. There was a lot of ladies that loved him because he wasn't a user. He wasn't weak. He wasn't a womanizer. And he wasn't a user. He didn't need them to support his ego. He got all the support he needed from within, from the Father. And because he didn't need their love, he could give love. You understand? But you're needy. Most of you men are like sex addicts, you know, or drug. You're like drug addicts. You gotta have your fix. And if you don't get it, you become resentful and angry. So you're like a big spoiled kid. Well, you've got to find the love. And how are you going to find it? You've got to find it from God. You have to cry out to him for answers. Cry out to your Creator for the love that you don't have. You have to admit, I don't have it. Whatever my wife needs, I don't have it. And I want it for her, for the kids. Cry out to your Father. You know, there's an apocryphal story, and it was made into a painting by an artist, and I think it was probably inspired. See, God does these things. He has people to write stories for children and to make music, certain special pieces of music. They're inspired. How about Fur Elisa? A lot of kids, they play the piano. They learn the piano. And what's the first piece that they want to play? Fur Elisa. Why is that? You find it on every ready-made music, you know, on any Casio, one of these little Casio, you know, portable keyboard type things. There's something special about it. It was probably inspired. God knows what's good for kids. So he has these different people that he gives a talent to, so that a certain poem, a certain piece of music, a certain something. But anyway, I think it was inspired. It was the painting of George Washington in the most bleak hour of the war for independence. George Washington on his knees in the snow. This great noble man in his uniform, on his knees, asking God for help and for guidance. It's so beautiful. That's how you have to be. Standing tall before men, on your knees before God. Out in the world, you hold your chin up high, you do your duty, you don't complain. See? And even if people don't recognize that you've done a good job, even if your wife doesn't appreciate what you do, or you have to tell your kids to do their homework first and they don't like it, no matter, you know what's right and you do what's right and you don't look for the support of the world. You look to God, and you will be the kind of man with which your wife can be secure. You will then have the love, and it won't be your love. It won't be your love. It'll be, here's the secret, it'll be God's love coming through you because you got your ego out of the way and stopped resenting your wife and expecting something from her and resenting her because she's unhappy or she doesn't appreciate you, you think, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, you don't look for anything other than to do what's right and to know what's right. And then you'll have a good spirit. You'll have a twinkle in your eye. And patience, and understanding, and wisdom, and courage, those will all come from God through you. And one day, you'll look back and marvel at the good that God hath wrought. And you, a mere instrument, It's so beautiful.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
The Christian meditation is now available in Spanish. Visit www.lameditacioncristiana.com. La Meditación Cristiana está disponible en español. Visita lameditacioncristiana.com. Otra vez, lameditacioncristiana.com.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Yeah, we should actually mention it more, the meditation that I talk about. The little Christian meditation will help you get started. Some of you are like lost in a fog. Somehow you need to get back control over your life, your thoughts, your emotions. All right, so you need something to get started. And what will help a little bit is the little Christian meditation, okay? So, it's available at sheddingshackles.com in both English and Spanish. And in Spanish, for Spanish-speaking listeners, it's available at, of course, sheddingshackles.com and also at lameditacioncristiana.com. lameditacioncristiana.com. Very simple. It's so beautiful and so simple. You're going to love it. Okay? And what else do we have? Oh, did you know that I have over 1,000 YouTube lectures? They're so good, and people like them. All right. And my books, how many books have I written now? Over 20. You could get any of my books. I don't care. Just get one of them and read a little bit every day, and there will be some insight there for you. All right. To help you to wake up and smell the coffee, all right? That's what you need.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.